ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 7 टाइटल नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट टेक्स्ट 1 श्री भगवान वाच मया सप्तमनाः पार्थ योगं युञ्जन्मदास्यः असंशयं समग्रं माम् यथा ज्ञास्यसि तत्स्विनु। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सेड मई टू मी असक्तो मनाह माइंड अटैच्ड पार्थो ओ सन ऑफ पृथा योगम सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन जुंजन प्रैक्टिसिंग मत आश्रय इन कॉन्शसनेस ऑफ मी कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस असंशयम विदाउट डाउट समग्रम कंप्लीटली माम मे यथा हाउ ज्ञास्यसि यू कैन नो तत् दैट श्रीनु ट्राई टू हियर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सेड नाउ हियर ओ सन ऑफ पृथा हाउ बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग योगो इन फुल कॉन्शसनेस ऑफ मी with mind attached to me you can know me in full free from doubt. Please repeat. The supreme personality of Godhead said,
the supreme personality of Godhead said,
now hear,
now hear,
O son of Pritha,
O son of Pritha,
how by practicing yoga,
how by practicing yoga,
in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full,
you can know me in full,
free from doubt. Purport. In this seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how he manifests such opulences is described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna and four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti or localized Paramatma realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is ultimate knowledge beyond any doubts. Different types of yoga are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahmajyoti and Paramatma in full. By practice of Krishna consciousness yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature, and their manifestations with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms, of which Shravanam is the first and most important. The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, Tat Srinu, or hear from me. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him one receives the greatest opportunity to become a perfect Krishna conscious person. One has therefore to learn from Krishna directly or from a pure devotee of Krishna, and not from a non-devotee upstart puffed up with academic education. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Srimbatam sakatha Krishna punna sravana kirtano hiddantastuhi avadrani vidhunati suhirsatam nashto prayasu avadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki tada rajastamo bhavah kamo lobha dayaschaye cheto etir anabiddham sthitam satye prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hriday granthis chiddante sarva samsayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatma nishvare. To hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best-wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more and more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus material lusts and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, bhakti yoga severs the hard knot of material affection and enables one to come at once to the stage of asamsayam samagram, understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotees in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeyaham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarini Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauraktise Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Jayatam Suratu Pangur Mau Mandamatirguti Matsarvasya Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohanam दिव्यावृंदारण्यकल्प द्रुमाधो श्रीमद रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद राधा श्रीलोकबिंद देव पृष्ठलिभि सेव्य मानव स्मरामि श्रीमान रासरसारम्भी वंशीवट तरस्थित कर्षन बनु सनेर गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रीस्तन वाछाकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई प्रे ऑल डिवोटीज मर्सी, बाय योर मर्सी आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फ्रॉम दिस वर्स। मया सक्त मनः पार्थ जोगम जुंजन मदाश्रय असंशयम समग्रम माम यथा ज्ञास्यसि तत्सेनु। The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt." So, the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita is more confidential knowledge about the absolute truth. And this verse, मयासक्त मना पार्थ जोगम जुंजन मदाश्रय असंशयम समग्रम माम यथा ज्ञास्यसि तत्सेनु। दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स बिकॉज दिस इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ भक्ति योग। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज टीचिंग अस हाउ टू प्रैक्टिस भक्ति योग बिकॉज भक्ति योग इज द टॉपमोस्ट योग सिस्टम एमंग ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ योग। By practicing this process, one can realize the practical science of Krishna consciousness and one can understand the ultimate goal of life, that is Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. So in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one needs Shraddha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, instructs to Sanatana Goswami about Shraddha. He said, Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudhilo nischay Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma siddha hai. By rendering transcendental loving service, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. This intellectual conviction favorable to devotional service is called Shraddha. Then Sadhu Sangha, association of the devotees. Association of the devotee is actually spiritual and it is so powerful that it keeps one directly in touch with the Supreme Lord, and by the mercy of the Lord one can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in the same time one can understand the constitutional position of the living entity and how the living entity forgets Krishna and entangled in the material activities. And one can also understand that this infallible human form of life is an opportunity to regain our dormant Krishna consciousness. So one should properly utilize this human form of life to achieve the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. Every one of us, we need the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, because this is only one way to attain Krishna. There is one verse in Kathopanishad that Nayam Atma Pravachane Labho No Medhaya No Bahuna Sruteno. One cannot attain Krishna by expert lectures or by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. So how can one attain Krishna? The answer is, whom Krishna himself chooses by his causeless mercy, he can attain Krishna. So the association of the devotee is most important. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that sadhu sangho, sarva shastri koye, labhamatra sadhu sanghe, sarva siddhi hoy. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures, that even by one moment's association of pure devotees, one can attain all success. The example is Mrigadi, the hunter, and Valmiki Muni. They got an opportunity associating with Narada Muni even for one moment. And their life became successful because they became pure devotee of the Lord by the association of Narada Muni. So in this 7th chapter, there are 30 verses. Concisely, 1 to 3rd verses, Krishna impels Arjuna to hear about Him with mind attached to Him as he explains the knowledge about Himself. Verse 4 to 8, Krishna explains how He is the origin of everything, both material and spiritual. And verse 8 to 12, Krishna explains how He is the essence of everything and how some people do not recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Verse 13 and 14, Krishna explains how the living entity deluded and controlled by the three modes of material nature. But the living entities are able to go beyond these modes by surrendering to Krishna, because Krishna is the controller of these modes. And verse 15, Krishna explains that four kinds of miscreants do not surrender to Krishna, but sometimes they pose themselves as the leader of the society for simple material gain. And 16 to 19 verses, four kinds of pious people who surrender to Krishna, and among them wise people are best because they don't have material desire. And verse 20 to 23rd verse, Krishna explains the less intelligent people worship demigods for temporary material gain. And 24 and 25 verse, Krishna explains that impersonalists surrender to impersonal aspect of Krishna. And verse 26 to 30 verse, Krishna explains the bewilderment of the living entity, and some pious people who are freed from dualities, they engaged in Krishna consciousness with firm determination and they achieve liberation. And they have knowledge of Krishna as Adhibhuto, governing principles of material manifestation, and Adhidevo, governing of all demigods, and Adhiyagya, governing of all sacrifices. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna is full in all opulences, and how He manifests such opulences is described herein. So Krishna is Bhagavan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan means opulences and Ban means who owns. The father of Vyasadeva, Parasur Muni, gives the definition of Bhagavan. He says, Aisvaryasya Samagrasya Virjasya Yashasya Shriya Jnana Vairagyascaiva Sannam Bhava Itingam. Full strength, wealth, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. These are the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this chapter, Krishna says that he is the taste of water, he is the sound of ether, he is the syllable om in Vedic mantras, he is the fragrance of earth, he is the life of lives, he is the ability of the man, he is the intelligence of the intelligent. So Krishna is everywhere, even in the atom. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. So we must know the art how to connect with Krishna. Then Prabhupada writes, four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna as described in this chapter. Namam duskritana mura prapadhante naradhama maya aparita jnana asuram bhavamasrita. Who is grossly foolish, who is lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who has got the atheistic nature of demon, they do not surrender to Krishna. Then four kinds of fortunate people who becomes attached to Krishna. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jiggasur artharthi gyanicho bharatar sabo. The distress who desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and who is searching the knowledge for the absolute, they surrender to Krishna and they attach to Krishna. At the end of this sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentrations of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti or localized Paramatma realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth because it is partial. So Suta Goswami instructs the sages of Naimisharana about the absolute, about the feature of absolute truth. He says, Vadanti tattattva vidastattvam jadgyanam advayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavan iti sabdate. The learned transcendentalist who know the absolute truth is called this non-dual substance, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And Srila Prabhupada explains about these three features in first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, that the absolute truth is realized as impersonal Brahman by the students of Upanishads, and the localized Paramatma is realized by the yogis, and Bhagavan is realized by the devotees. And Bhagavan or Supreme Personality of Godhead is the last word of the absolute truth. And localized Paramatma is the partial representation of the supreme truth, and impersonal Brahman is the glowing effulgence of the personality of Godhead. Then one should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Yoginam api sarvesam madgati nanturatmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam samayukta tamamato. Of all yogis who always thinks about Krishna within himself, he is the first class yogi. So who can thinks always within himself about Krishna? Prabhupada gives example that who loves somebody, he can thinks about his lover within himself always. So we should develop our love for for Krishna. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita that Pramanjana Chrita Bhakti Vilochanenu Santo Sadaiva Hridesu Vilokayanti Yam Sama Sundaram Achinda Guna Sarupam Govinda Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the Primeval Lord, who is Samsundar Krishna himself, with inconceivable and innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. And one point here. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him one receives the greatest opportunity to become perfectly Krishna conscious person. One has therefore to learn from Krishna about, or from a pure devotee of Krishna. So as for example, that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is built by Srila Prabhupada. So if we want to know the mission of ISKCON, so we should hear from the chief authority, Srila Prabhupada, or by his bona fide disciples, and not from a non-devotee, upstart, puffed up with academic education. So here one important verse from Padma Puran. Avaishnava mukhadgirna putam hari kathamritam sravanam naiva kartavyam sarvachishta yathapayam. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of the servant has its poisonous effect. So talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava is also poisonous. Why? Because they are polluted attitude. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the process of according to Nectar of Devotion, the process is Adho Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atho Bhajan Kriya Tato Anathana Vritti Swat Tato Nishtha Ruchis Tato Asakti Tato Bhavas Tato Premabhu Danchati Sadhukanam Oyam Premnu Pradur Bhave Bhavet Kramo. In the beginning there must be faith, then one become interested in associating with pure devotees. Therefore one is initiated by the spiritual master and executes the regulative principles under his orders. Thus one is freed from all unwanted habits and become firmly fixed in devotional service. Thereafter one develops taste and attachment. This is the way of sadhana bhakti. The execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles, gradually emotion intensify and finally there is an awakening of love. This is the gradual development of love of Godhead for the devotee interested in Krishna consciousness. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives very important description about this process in Madhurya Kadambini. He says, when the taste for doing bhajan reaches extreme depth and Krishna becomes the very object of one's devotional service, one attains to asakti or attachment. At this stage of asakti, the desire creeper of bhakti bears clusters of buds heralding the swift appearance of the flowers of bhava and then fruits of prema. The difference between ruchi and asakti is that ruchi mainly has bhajan, devotional practice, as its subject, while asakti mainly has the Lord, the object of bhajan, as its subject. Actually, ruchi and asakti have both as their subjects, but they differ in that ruchi is the immature stage of attachment, while asakti is the mature stage. Asakti polishes the mirror of the heart to such a state the reflection of the Lord suddenly seems to be almost visible there. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Srimvatam sakatha Krishna punna sravana kirtana hridyantastu hi avadrani vidhunati surit satam nashto prayasu avadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki. To hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best-wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. So, the Krishna consciousness is eternally in everyone's heart. There is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita: Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kobhunay Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Koraye Uday. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the heart of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, then original Krishna consciousness of the living entity awakens. Dinamandu Prabhu sometimes gives one example that two wells. So we see in summer season many two wells are dried. But actually in the two wells there is water, but in deep. So how can you get water? Very simple process. If you pour some little water into the tube well and pump it, then natural flow of water will come out. So Krishna consciousness is naturally in everyone's heart. When you pour some nectarian Krishna katha through one's ear, and if he remembers this Krishna katha, then natural Krishna consciousness will come out from his mouth. So there are many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam about the importance of hearing Krishna Katha. From third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapil instructs to Mother Devuti, Satam Prasangan Mamavirja Sangvido Bhavanti Hritkarna Rasayana Katha Tadjasunad Asu Apavarga Vartmani Shraddha Ratim Bhakti Anukramishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter his feet and his attraction become fixed, then real devotion and devotional service begin. In third canto, demigods are praying to Lord Vishnu that simply by hearing about your lotus feet with eagerness and devotion and by meditating upon them within the heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge, and on the strength of detachment one becomes pacified. We must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. Lord Brahma prays, O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their heart become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Second canto, Sukhdev Goswami instructs Maharaj Parikshit, those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the first canto, Queen Kunti prays to the Lord, Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshanaso Smaranti Nandanti Tave Hitam Jana Tayeva Pasanti Achirena Tavakam Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padambujam. O Krishna, those who continually hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. And from 10th canto, one famous verse, Tava katham mridam tapto jivanam kovi bhediritam kalmasapaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi ginnantiye bhuridajana. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most magnificent. So in the end, one important verse, Dharma samushthita pumsham visvaksana kathasuya na utpadet yudiratim sram evahi kevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is the topmost philosophy in this universe. So we must know the conclusions of this philosophy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Siddhanta Bolya Chitte Nakaro Alas Jaha Hoite Krishna Lage Sudhiro Manas. A sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversial, for such conclusions strengthen the mind, thus one's minds become attached to Sri Krishna. So, Maya Sukta Mana Partho Jogam Junyan Madasya Asamsam Samagram Mam Jatha Gyasasi Tatsenu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Samavet Bhaktavinda ki jai.